proclamation number 7925 dated the June 23, 1961. Jesus Christ opened the gate into the kingdom of light. The gate into the kingdom of light and beat it you'd was opened for you again when the human being Jesus gave his life on the Calvary cross as redemption for humanity's guilt of sin. The gulf between me and you is bridged by his crucifixion. The path which led into the Father's house was clear for you again. This act of compassion, accomplished by a human being who had received the fullness of myself in himself and who therefore also had abundant strength, was unique, and will never have to be repeated again, because it was accomplished for all people past, present and future. The death of Jesus, the man, had been so agonizing, his physical and psychological suffering so immeasurably great, that I let it suffice for me as atonement for the immense original sin of the spiritual beings past apostasy from me, that my justice, too, was thereby satisfied and that my love was therefore able to accept you again without violating the law, which even the most perfect being has to obey, otherwise its perfection would suffer a loss. I accepted the sacrifice of Jesus, the man, and the path was open for you, my living creations, to return into your Father's house, to me, whom you once had voluntarily left. If you humans would consider the magnitude of your past guilt, if you would consider the immense suffering and torments of the human being Jesus, and if you would try to imagine the splendors in my kingdom, then you would also be able to understand how tremendously significant Jesus' act of salvation is for you humans, and you therefore also have to profess him, otherwise you will have to stay in darkness, since otherwise the kingdom of light and bliss will remain closed to you until you acknowledge him and consciously take his side. Only when it is explained to you that you had become sinful and what your great sin consisted of, will you be able to understand Jesus Christ's act of salvation. Yet you must know about it or your earthly life will have been in vain if you cross over into the kingdom of the beyond in the same darkness, if you are still burdened by the original sin which caused the deep gulf between you and me. The bridge to me was established by the human being Jesus for all of you, and you all are able to enter it. You are able to return to me again, yet only with him, with Jesus, the divine Redeemer, if you make use of the great act of mercy, if you acknowledge him and me myself in him, who descended to earth in order to take abode in Jesus, in order to accomplish the act of salvation myself in him, so that the gate to the kingdom of light is opened for you again and you'll then be able to return to your Father's house. Your past sin of guilt has been redeemed through Jesus' crucifixion. Yet every individual person also has to form an opinion about him and his act of salvation. The bridge has been established, yet every individual person has to enter it himself and take the path to me, who is waiting for you on the other side of the gulf and happily wants to readmit you into my kingdom. Your guilt of sin is redeemed, but you have to carry it under the cross yourselves. You yourselves have to want to belong to those for whom the blood of Jesus, the man, was shed. Only then will you acknowledge him in his act of salvation, and only then will you consciously confess your guilt and appeal for forgiveness. Then the divine Redeemer will have accomplished the act of mercy for you too. Then his blood will have been shed for you as well and has cleansed your soul from all guilt. And therefore you humans will receive clarification time and again as to the significance of Jesus' crucifixion for the whole of humankind. Time and again you will be made aware of your immense guilt, which was immeasurable, because you once knowingly separated yourselves from me despite brightest enlightenment and utmost perfection. You had burdened yourselves with guilt, the magnitude of which you are unable to assess, and it truly required an immeasurably great and difficult sacrifice of atonement. The human being Jesus offered it to me, and for the sake of his excessive love for his fellow human beings, I accepted this sacrifice and let it suffice as an expiation of guilt. And now you will have to make use of his supreme act of love yourselves, so that your guilt of sin is redeemed, so that you don't stand in front of a closed door when, after your death, you enter into the kingdom of the beyond. Due to his crucifixion, the gates were opened again. His death on the cross brought salvation to you humans. With his blood he bought your souls back from my adversary. And thus he truly became your redeemer from all adversity, for he returned your life to you. He liberated you from sin and death. He took all your sins upon himself and walked with them the path to the cross. The fullness of love in him accomplished this act, and I myself was this love. Your Father of eternity, he himself has built the bridge in order to fetch you home into his kingdom, and you all will have to enter this bridge if you want to become blessed. Amen.